Welcome back to Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. In with the folks at Syngenta, we're going to learn about a new product in Enlist 3 Soybean Expanse as Andy Hagenstaller joins us now. Tell us what the excitement is and what you guys see for soybean growers because of this.
Hey, Susan, thanks for taking the time to stop by our booth today. Yeah, we are very excited. Syngenta, in partnership with MS Technologies, launching a new soybean herbicide tolerance trait stack that is Enlist E3 Expanse. So I'm assuming your listeners will be familiar with what Enlist E3 herbicide tolerance technology is. This herbicide stack includes that technology along with a new trait that provides tolerance in soybean to a broad range of pre-emergent HPPD inhibitor herbicides. So why would we be excited about that? What do we think that benefit would be for the soybean grower? That is new options for weed control in soy, specifically options for difficult to manage and resistant weed populations. The analogy I would make is most farmers use a pre-emergent herbicide on their corn, and most of those pre-emergent herbicides include an HPPD inhibitor. So this technology, in effect, will make available similar chemistry options for use in soy pre-emergent weed control as what we use today very often in corn. So specifically, the Enlist E3 Expanse technology provides tolerance to pre-emergent applications of mesotrione, or Callisto, often known as the commercial name, bicyclopyrone, which is the active ingredient or an active ingredient in Acuron Flexi, as well as isoxaflutol, the active ingredient in the herbicide Balance. So we're really excited that this partnership between MS Technologies and Syngenta will bring a new option for farmers that are looking for ways and tools to control weed issues in soy.
So, Andy, when will this be available for them to use?
Yeah. So we expect to launch this technology in the market in 2029, pending regulatory approval. So the first sales likely in the fall of 2028 for 2029 planting. But again, that's always pending the approval of the global regulatory that's required for any biotech trait.
So where do they go to need to read up more on this?
We actually do, Susan, have a website called expansetrait.com.
Thanks so much. Andy Hagenstaller joining us here with Syngenta during Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.